Back in the 1800s, when fire trucks were fire wagons, firefighters would wash down their horses at the end of the day and push the wagon back into the garage with members of the community. Wednesday in Guadalupe, townspeople carried on that tradition called a push ceremony, placing their hands on a shiny red and chrome fire truck as it backed into station 241.
With the fire truck, we got all brand new equipment, new computer, new radios. It's just a stress reliever coming in the morning and knowing that everything's going to function and work properly.
Captain Dennis Dominguez has worked at the Guadalupe Fire Department for 15 years and says the old truck had a lot of mechanical problems. He says now they'll be able to focus on the important stuff, like emergencies.
Instead of making sure the tires are still aired up every morning, you know, that there's no fluids leaking anywhere, that the radios are all operational.
The Guadalupe Fire Department is a member of the Valley Automatic Aid System, where all Valley agencies agree to respond to an emergency if they are the closest unit. In addition to Guadalupe, the fire station services part of Ahwatukee, Foothills, and Tempe. Fire Chief Wayne Clement says the new pumper truck was produced by a company called E1 in Florida. They take about 12 months to build.
It has a 500-gallon water tank. It has a 1,500-gallon per minute pump on it. It has seating for 6 firefighters. It is staffed daily with 4 firefighters, 2 paramedics, and 2 EMTs.
Clement says about 80 to 85% of their calls are for medical services.
Just this week, my neighbor is elderly. She lives by herself. She was having some breathing problems or something, and so they responded and took care of it.
Barbara Valencia lives in Guadalupe and has served as a vice mayor in the past. She says strengthening first responder resources is important for the community.
I'm glad that they're partnering up with the tribal communities also, and that forms a very good relationship in our area.
Guadalupe couldn't afford the $567,000 truck on its own, and Mayor Valerie Molina said repairs to the old fire engine were breaking the budget.
It was really on a constant that our engine was out of service, and it's time to get a new truck.
Molina says the project was several years in the making, but the town was able to secure the funding from the Akchin Indian community and the Tohono O'odham Nation. Robert Miguel is chairman of the Akchin Indian community.
Guadalupe is part of our family as far as Indian nations being united.
He said compacts made with the state in 2002 allow for a certain percentage of gaming funds to be directed to communities in need.
Just seeing some of the issues, poverty-wise issues, and to help them just to come up to standards as far as medical needs. And just looking at the kids today was well worth it, you know.
Captain Dominguez and I look on as little children from the town take turns sitting in the driver's seat and dazzling at the lights.
When I saw the kids looking at the truck, their eyes were all big, and I kind of see the same thing in your eyes.
Ever since I was a little kid, and I still, yeah, when I wake up in the morning, I know I'm coming to work. I'm very excited, and I enjoy it.
Plus, fire trucks are just cool, right?
They are way cool. That's all I want to do is ride in this truck with the lights and the sirens going.
Jimmy Jenkins, KJZZ News, Guadalupe.